Amazing. Hello. It's not Robert. Sorry. Yeah, today is the 20th day of August, 2023, CE for Christ Eternal. And I am so honored Robert entrusted me with his baby for tonight. So I hope we do all right. I hear the crickets, and I understand they can be heard through the microphone, so extra special effects, I guess. So I wanted to start out, well, let me first say, be sure to go to republicbroadcasting.org or call them and help support this platform. It runs continually, so it needs continual tender, loving care. And your support, our support, and the sponsors. And so we can keep it going. And because there's nowhere like it. So the first thing I want to share with you all is about, let me see which one it is. It's numbered one, I think, there, Sam. See, Friday the 18th, this past Friday the 18th, was the 8th anniversary of the Jonestown Massacre, when our dear Frankincense talked Alex Jones somehow into having a debate with David Duke. And guess who won? And of course, later then we had his Alex Jones little buddy there, Jewish buddy, Rob Jacobson, suing him for supposedly sexual harassment and about Sandy Hook and all that good stuff. But yeah, if you can play that first clip there, this is, you'll get to hear Robert here this tonight after all, a little bit. You got that handy, Sam.
So with no further ado, Ken, let's let it rock and roll for a little bit.
Frank in North Carolina, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. You're on the air, Frank. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Yeah, I'm angry too, and you know, I hope you'll give me a moment. I've been on hold for almost an hour listening to you talk about how you're going to beat everybody up. But you know, I know.
You can stomp my ass in the ground. I was talking about standing up against little gang members picking on old ladies. Okay, go ahead, make your point.
Well, I heard you making some disparaging remarks the other day, and praying that he was one of the most disgusting people out there today.
Who?
And, you know,
who did you hear me talking about?
I'm going to lay out a little bit where I'm coming from. You know, all this diversity stuff, you know, the whole system is lined up against white, straight, traditional society. I mean, obviously that sheriff or that cop, you answered the question yourself, what's behind. He wants to be on what he perceives is the winning team. Just like all these evangelical preachers, the Vatican, the Catholic Church, they all want to be on the winning team. We all know.
I agree. It shows they're trying their takeover right now, and I'm doing 30 minutes overdrive, so you got plenty of time. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I think he's among the most eloquent voices of reason out there today.
Who, Bernie Sanders?
For the white race. He's advocating not just for the white race, but for humanity and for Western civilization. I'm talking about Dr. David Duke. What is your major bone of contention with Dr. David Duke's work?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I haven't followed much of what David Duke has done. I do think that he is an eloquent speaker from the speeches I've seen him give. I do not like organizations that sneak around in secret eugenics programs like the Real Klan did, and then they run all this race war garbage to dominate and control society. But I'm not putting that on him, even though I know he was a grand dragon. I know this. I've been sent multiple clips with David Duke saying I basically am a fraud or cover up for Israel and all this bull. I have nothing to do with Israel. I just don't obsess over it. And if I fall down on a banana peel, I don't blame Jews for it. There are some bad Jews. There are some good Jews. There are some bad Germans. There are some good Germans. There are some good Chinese, some bad Chinese. That's where I stand. And the whole race cult groups, not even so much David Duke, but the white supremacist hordes hate me because they get their Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL connection funding and the rest of it. They're there to make the liberty movement be race-centric in the prison complex divide and conquer, where everyone is forced into their race group, and then we don't have a unifying idea of basic human liberty and freedom. So, of course, there's a war on whites, but there's also a war on blacks and a war on everybody else directed by the same global technocrats. So that's where I stand, and I don't care what color you are. I don't want you aborted in the womb. I don't want to speak for David Duke because I haven't read his books. I've seen him in TV debates. I've probably heard clips of his radio shows 10, 15 times. I've seen maybe 10, 15 of his videos. I don't have time to follow it. It's usually, hey, look at this clip. David Duke's talking trash about you. And I barely even listen to it. So all I know is that people want to feel like they're better than me because they can say Alex Jones works for the Vatican or he works for Israel, he works for this or that. No, I'm a real person with integrity. I work for the ideas of basic freedom as best I see them. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. And so I just don't see legitimacy out of the general white supremacist crowd. Do I hate them more than I hate the black supremacists? No. Do I get a lot of their views and understand why they think that? I get it. But I get why black supremacists operate the way they do. It's a paradigm manipulation. So that's what it comes down to. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you talking a lot about, genocide of blacks and everything. And I mean, that's a legitimate point. But I don't hear you talking a whole lot about the very engineered genocide of the white race.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. I got to go to break, Frank, and I'll come back and you can finish up. Well, absolutely. There's an attempt to get rid of any individual culture by itself. There's a corporate overwrite, a synthetic takeover. There is that agenda. When white people organize and persecute black people, we expose it and say it's wrong. When people try to set police up, though, for things they haven't done and make them the enemy, period, because they're in blue, that's more tribalism, we expose it. When cops act like thugs and gangs, we expose them. So I'm really against tribalism. I know humans are so tribal, they use it to control us. I want tribalism of private property, of sovereignty, of the power of the family. And yes, whites are under attack. Yes, they have free slaps for whites at Berkeley. Yes, they're telling whites that being white is inherently bad and evil. All of this is going on. All of this is unfolding and happening. But then separately, there are government programs to basically pigeonhole.
All right, so I'll go ahead and stop it, Ken.
Go after.
So remember, everybody. Remember, so that was 8/14/2015, okay, starting around the 2 hours and 19 minutes. And it goes further, and Frank basically makes a few more points. And then Alex Jones was like, all right, let's get David Duke on the program.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. The YouTube for that was taken down, and that was Robert on the 5th of July in 2020, a few days after Frank had passed. And he was trying to get out of here. He had been doing three-hour shows, but he was back to two-hour shows, but kept getting sucked into another half hour. So we wouldn't let him go. But like I said, it was gone from YouTube, but I'm sure it's probably on Ron Gibson's channel on BitChute. I just didn't get to dig around enough for it, but you could probably find the rest of that. It's when they set it up. So I think Alex Jones thought he was being, excuse me, really cool that he could he'd get David Duke to come on so quickly that he wouldn't be prepared, but he didn't know Duke very well. Because that was a Friday. And so Tuesday is when the debate was. And I most of the things I saw, I think, go on for 2 or 3 hours or something, but I think it was actually 4 altogether. And, Alex kind of gave up and tried to hand it over to Rob Jacobson, and he didn't really want it since he was the Jew in the room, right? And but it was very good. And after that, then David Duke was everywhere. He had Tommy Sotomayor, the black guy, he was doing like 4-hour shows with him. He came on different RBN shows with Stat Miller and And then with Bobby Tuskin, Booby Tuskin, I call him Bob Tuskin. Tuskin, his real name is Ryan Katz, and so he had him on, and he did it though so he could ambush him with one of his friend callers who screamed at him, "It wasn't the Jews, it's the Jesuits, the Jesuits." So that was so Duke was kind of screaming back. So, you know, it's kind of interesting that he'd ever want to come back to RBN, I guess, after that. But so I think we'll just take things in order here. I have the next one, Sam, is Herman, how do you say his name? Andaya, the guy in charge in Hawaii that should have had the sirens going, and he recently resigned. And it's only, I think, a minute and 5 seconds or something, looks like, if you want to play that one.
Please. Major development in the wildfire disaster in Hawaii. Herman Andaya, that's the official who opted not to activate sirens as wildfires spread on Maui last week. He's out. He's resigned as the island's head of emergency management. He had been under intense scrutiny, of course, after survivors said there was absolutely no warning and little to no help in the immediate aftermath of the fires. Death toll at this hour stands at 111.
And Dahlia's resignation comes as we ask new questions today, not only about his decision making, but where he was and what he was doing at the time of this fire. Meanwhile, a FEMA official tells me that more lives could have been saved had he activated those sirens.
Todd Maglioka is leading one of the 28 search and rescue task forces combing through Lahaina and collecting human remains.
Where are you finding most of the remains lately as you continue your search?
Anywhere where there's a bed.
Anywhere where there's a bed?
A bed.
People were asleep.
People were asleep. People were in various stages of fleeing their location.
Yeah, hush, crickets. Supposed to mean that things are boring, right? They really are loud, but it's when it gets hot in the daytime, they do that really loud. At night, they like fiddle their legs together like grasshoppers do, kind of, and gets kind of loud. But the thing here in Hawaii, there's a lot of children missing, apparently, not being accounted for, and that was part of the reason. Then the mayor there and different ones were being asked about that, but they didn't know what to say. And I had heard rumors that possibly what happened was they had the children stay home from school. They knew what they were going to do here, and find them in the bed or put a bullet in their head, maybe, you know, for the parents, and take the children, because this child trafficking thing is just off the hook. It's everywhere around the world, but especially in this country where they really indulge in it and can't seem to get enough. And of course, you know, we have Epstein's Island, but that's only one island. There's many islands that are sex islands, apparently. And let me see. If you have number three ready, Sam, we'll play that one from the top, and that's only about a little under two minutes. And this is Ann Vandersteel, again with Alex Jones. And Michael Yon is there too, but they're talking about children being put in these closed Walmarts, if you want to play that. Thank you.
You found the safe houses, you found the warehouses,
yeah.
You found where the kids are. This is insane.
Yeah, so part of the human osmotic pressure, as Michael was talking about in the previous segment, is importing children. I mean, the child sex trafficking trade is massive. The United States is really the largest purveyor of it, the largest consumers of it in the world. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And you've got non-governmental organizations that are being financed by the U.S. federal government, meaning your tax dollars, that are spending billions of dollars a month to import these children through these non-governmental organizations like Southwest Key Programs, SLS, MVM, and others. We spoke with a federal whistleblower, Alex, that gave us information, and other whistleblowers who gave us lists of thousands and thousands of children and the addresses, not only for the warehouses in which they're being sequestered into, like concentration camps, but personal homes. But here's the most disturbing thing, Alex. These homes don't belong to citizens of the United States. they're being rented out or owned by illegal aliens that are off the books. So these children are basically...
So it's all black.
It's all black. It's all black. It's all black. And these children, when they're interviewed, are being told that, are telling the people interviewing them that they're being pimped out on a regular basis. So this is true child sex trafficking in neighborhoods that if you were to drive through, you would think it's a safe neighborhood. You have no idea what's going on behind the door of a lot of these homes all across America.
So it's a permanent underclass with Democrat Party leftist corporate activists that literally feed on these children.
100%. 100%. And again, the non-governmental organizations like Southwest Key Programs, which has taken over Walmart's. If you remember COVID, a lot of stores, a lot of mom and pops went out of business. But after COVID, a lot of Walmart started shutting down. And we were all sort of surprised. Why are they shutting down the big box stores? Well, that's because these Walmarts house tens or 5,000 to 7,000 children under the roof at any given time. And these kids never see the light of day. They're in there to stay there.
So people wonder, where are they all going? You're telling people.
We're telling people they're in your neighborhoods right now.
Okay. Guess that was the end of that one. And you've probably heard of it. They're calling, what are they calling it, Abbottville or something, where they're building a city down there for illegals. And like she was saying, they're housing these children with any and everybody, and they're shuffling them around. This is going on everywhere. And I think we're about to come up on a break here, aren't we, Sam? No? Oh, okay. You're just doing the bottom of the hour, huh? Okay. So, all right. Well, let's, I guess we'll play this number four then. It's 4 minutes and 22 seconds. And this is a black woman, a lovely little woman. And she'll talk about her experiences.
Police department. It is.
Maybe. I'm sorry, I didn't write that down here, I see.
My last thing to say, Timothy Charles Holmeseth. This is my message to you. Please spread this message everywhere. Timothy Charles Holmeseth, sir, you tried to speak to me in July. You posted my video on your platform. Randy came and contacted my mom and told my mom that she knew that we were telling the truth. Timothy Charles Holmeseth, sir, you tried to speak to me, and honest to God, I was scared. Because at the time, I was in my home, and I knew that if I talked to you, or I thought that if I said anything else more than the videos that I was saying, that we would be here. So I backed up from you, went to work, and tried to act like shit wasn't falling, because I was scared, sir. Timothy Charles Holmeseth, I see the hell you go through. I admire you for still sticking up and doing what needs to be done and bringing shit to the light. I am telling you right now that, sir, I would appreciate any advice, a phone call, any tips, suggestions. You went through this shit for a year.
That's three.
More than that, you're still going through it. So, sir, please, please try to contact me again, and I am trying to get in touch with you. If there is something that you can help me with, we have a lot of danger coming our way from the bullshit that is happening right now, and we need your help. I am sorry that it took me so long, but yes, sir, I was honestly afraid. I was terrified because I knew this. So, Mr. Holmeseth, we are looking for you. We are looking to speak to you and just to try to get something that can help us to continue this fight, because we know that you were telling the truth, and I know that you had advice for me in the beginning, and I'm so sorry I ran. Honest truth.
I've been trafficked through many elite places. I went from the Buckingham Palace to under the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, still under the custody of Child Protective Services, the child welfare system. And everybody is so worried about the elite, and we could give those names of Barack Obama, Joe Biden. We know about Michelle Obama, that's a man. We know about Too Short. We know about Akon and Steven Tyler, and we can give those names all day. And everybody is so worried about that, but what you should be worried about is the people that are in between. the people that go as low as your grave diggers. I was trafficked to people within my schools. I was trafficked in underground tunnels that link under your schools, through your cemeteries, under your amusement parks, through Universal Studios, and into Hollywood elite homes, all over the place, all over the world. And people don't understand that, and they can't fathom that, and they can't put that together. But if you think about the things that have come out, come out lately, and there's 200 children missing, and there's 300 children missing, what Amber Alert did you receive? How many times do you receive an Amber Alert every year? And if you think about that, how many children are coming up in your face that have been tortured and abused like this? It exists and it's real, and people don't want to face it. It happens in your schools, every day, as your grave diggers, your trash men. Everybody is involved, but everybody is looking at the top, and that's just a small percentage, and you really need to look at the people in between.
So the names that you just mentioned, Barack Obama, Steven Tyler, Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, have you had personal sexual experiences with these people?
Yes.
These people participated in sex abuse firsthand with you.
Yes.
Can you tell that story? Because that's important for people to understand and to know. And to this point, I don't think a national platform has given you the opportunity to say those things.
No, because everybody is complicit. Everybody is complicit. It is covered up by your local FBI. It is covered up by your local police department. It is...
What's the song you're talking about? You want to play it? I think I do, but I forget. You know, I think I do remember him playing it. Yeah. So, we've got some more nasty stuff about child trafficking. This man, Tory Smith, this is clip 5, and it's a longer one, so we can start it now and then hear some on the other side, too. But he itemizes what some of these have done. He was trafficked too, and raped and everything, and survived. And I think he had cancer of some sort, and he did pass. He started to get all drawn in around the cheekbones and everything. But in this clip, he's pretty coherent and gives out a lot of numbers about people and what they did, numbers of children and what they did to them. So if you want to start that one, Sam, that's 14 minutes, a little over 14 minutes altogether.
Hello, everyone. I would like to do a report for the 19th, Saturday night, the party for the Democrats. They're called Democratic Corporate Presidents. They're not presidential candidates for the country of the United States. They're candidates for the United States of America Corporation. And if you don't know the difference, just simply do research. Basically, the million-dollar-a-day attorneys turned our country into a privately owned corporation so that the men who rape and murder children could own us. And they trade our birth certificates on the stock market, which is a whole other subject, and there's a lot of people who are probably considered experts in that. I would like to talk about this. I'm sorry. I tried to get this out earlier, but as you can see, by my face, I really looked good yesterday, and then last night I was going to do this report, and we're right back to being hit with anthrax and everything again. At this party, they had 76 children, but the good news is this is the first time that not all the children were murdered, because a lot of people walked out. And I would like to quickly mention people at the party. I have to go through this quickly because the CIA made it so I can't load videos off my laptop anymore, and it takes sometimes 2 hours to load onto the tablet. These are the people that were at the party, and I'll just go through them quickly. A man named Jeff Boss, he's raped 17 children and murdered one. He did not murder a child at this party. Michael Steinberg has raped 37 children and murdered two of them. One of them was at this party. A man named Andy Caffey has raped 12 children and murdered one, but he didn't. And he was at the party, but he did not murder a child at this party. Harry Braun has raped 36 children, and he's murdered 12 of them. He was at the party, and he murdered three children at the party, all during rape. There's a man named Robbie Wells, a really disgusting man named Robbie Wells. He's raped 112 children, murdered 28 of them, and yes, he was at the party, and he murdered four children at this party. And they're doing this, well, because they think that they'll get basically money and fame and fortune for doing this, plus other reasons. Plus, I think they're all just highly addicted to murdering children while raping them. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to speak as coherently as possible. I just get so upset. Willie Carter. Willie Carter has raped 17 children, murdered one, and yes, he was at the party, and he murdered one. That's the child he murdered at the party. Doug Schreffler has raped 8 children, murdered one. Yes, he was at the party, and this is the one child that he murdered. Martin O'Malley has raped 33 children, murdered 6 of them. Yes, he was at the party, and he murdered one of these 6 children at this party. And there's a really vile, disgusting criminal named Bernie Saunders, or maybe Bernie Sanders. I always pronounce his name Saunders. This criminal has raped 216 children and murdered 17 of them. And yes, he was at the party and he murdered 2. And I can't speak about Hillary Clinton, a super skank, without like literally going crazy. So let's move her to the end of the party. End of the list, I mean.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I guess we can go ahead and finish Tori Smith there. I'm not sure how much is left. Uh-oh. Why am I not hearing anything? I hear crickets. Yeah, okay. Yeah, those crickets are loud. I hear them coming back, feeding back. Yeah, this guy, okay, yeah, go ahead and we'll finish that up.
Barack Obama was at this party, and he also is another one I have very strong feelings about, because I was raped by Barack Obama 261 times. The 262nd time, he was trying to do it, 262nd time, when heaven set him on fire with the sacred fire, he literally, like, exploded right off of my back. Barack Obama has, at this point, had Saturday night, had raped 1,792 children, and that was the 259th child he murdered was at this party. Michelle and Barack Obama, as of this date, have murdered 8,790,412 people. And their horrible war crimes, of course, all assisted and run by the Bush-Cheney war criminal families. Joe Biden, at this party, murdered his 93rd child and has raped 503 children. And which, by the way, while we're speaking of Joe Biden, see, what's the difference between man and Mr. Snowden? I just spaced out his first name, but there's a man named Snowden. He worked for the NSA. And he's being charged with treason because he talks about what they call classified information. Okay, why is it that I can talk about classified information and they can't? Well, because if I broke into the Pentagon and stole this information and then gave it out, that would be a crime. However, what these people don't realize is that everything in our reality is recorded. All of this has been recorded. Everyone's lifetimes have been recorded. It's not the same as when we're one level up in what most people call heaven. Everything is recorded here. And just to show, and I keep telling this over and over again, I tell them how stupid they are. They say, well, we're not really stupid. We just don't believe you. And I said, okay, let's use Joe Biden as an example. And so I just make an appropriate call. And all this is public record, I swear, as God is my witness. Joe Biden has 14 bank accounts, including Chase, Bank of America, HSBC, and Barclays. I asked the Hall of Records to total these bank accounts, and they came up with the figure $68,317,002. $68,317,002. 58% of that money is fiat money. In other words, stolen from the American taxpayers. And this is one example. I don't know what those other two figures are, but these are two examples of how this works. And a lot of the times when these people come into the house, they would be telling me, okay, you have 8 bank accounts and you're this and that, and they would just freak out and run away because they don't understand how that, because see, dark entities are not allowed in heaven, and they can't understand why that we have access to this, because they can't. Dark entities can't go to heaven. You have to have 51% sacred light or more. Okay, let's go back to Hillary Clinton, who murdered 3 children at this party. And this just keeps going on and on. Let me go back to where she was at the party. Okay, it was an 8-month-old baby girl brought in from Texas, Houston, Texas, my lab. The child was from Mexico. She murdered this child in the usual way women do, by driving a knife through the heart. She murdered a 7-year-old boy abducted in Ohio, north of Cincy, southwest a little bit of Dayton, Ohio. She murdered a 7-year-old boy by driving a knife through the heart. And then she also murdered a 3-year-old boy from Peru, not Peru, Indiana, Peru, the country, Peru. And after killing the child, she took the knife out of the baby, or I'm sorry, out of the 3-year-old boy, who's practically a baby, and she licked the knife. This is Hillary the Skank Clinton, who you can smell her vagina from Mars. And it's because they drink the blood. That's why they stink so much. Okay, take a deep breath. Hillary Clinton is directly responsible for the murders of 31,517 children, 8 of them by driving a knife through the heart and Luciferian human sacrifices. 138,996 people she murdered in Libya. The reason they murdered all these people in Libya is because their president would no longer take fiat money for oil. The man was selling oil for gold, imagine that, and giving the money to his people. And he was trying to provide free electricity and free college and all these services to their people. Well, you can't have that on the planet Earth. So he was murdered along with everybody else, thanks to Hillary the Skank Clinton. Hillary and Bill Clinton have murdered a total of 7,566,158 people. Bill Clinton has raped 14,912 women. And he's murdered 156 of them. And I don't know if you remember, but when he was the president, every woman who came out and said he raped them, guess what? Bam, she was dead like a days later. Bill Clinton has raped 576 children and murdered 103 of them in Luciferian human sacrifices. 12 of these children were boys. Okay, I think I covered the Democrats. Now, let's go on to other people that were at this party. 8 members of the State Department, 22 CEOs, 14 senators, 12 Secret Service agents, 36 men from the Pentagon, 8 people from CNN. Was serial rapist Anderson Cooper there? No. Okay, here's another one I despise. I just absolutely despise. And if you think he's gay, you're sadly mistaken, because Anderson Cooper's not qualified to be gay, because gay men don't go around raping children or murdering people. I'm sorry, I'm really upset. Okay, let's go back to the media people. 2 from ABC News were there. 3 from Fox were there. 1 from NBC. 8 Texas state troopers were there. 7 total people from the NFL, and 2 of them were footballers from the New England Patriots. However, Tom Brady was not there this time. Serial rapist Tom Brady, who has raped 176 people and killed 3 children in Luciferian human sacrifices, did not make it to this party. He likes to rape with his boyfriend, who's named Chris Evans, actor Chris Evans, who plays a hero on whatever in the movies. He loves to rape men and women with Chris Evans. There was one from the AFL, a coach, and see, that's, you know, it's, for those of you who don't know, I mean, Tom Brady is being accused of, you know, being a liar and a cheat. Then that's how the New England Patriots got the Super Bowl last year. The real reason is because Tom Brady murdered an innocent child in July of 2014, and that is why he was given that Super Bowl, which is so ridiculous. I mean, I don't even know why they even bother playing these games. None of it has anything to do with talent. Let's see, Tom Brady has raped 7 men and 2 females with actor Chris Evans, and has raped a total of 267 times. Okay, I'm sorry, 176 children Tom Brady has raped. He's raped a total of 267 people total. So I'm glad I write this stuff down. Also at the party, Benjamin Netanyahu murdered a child, and so did a Nazi war criminal, Victoria Nuland. And for those of you who did not know, Benjamin Netanyahu is a Nazi war criminal parading as a Jewish man, which I have a lot of issues with. I'm part Jewish. Not enough to be, you know, wear the beanie and go to synagogue, but enough that if I were around, Hitler would have killed me. Benjamin Netanyahu has murdered, where was his total? I can't go on because we're running out of time. 46,127 people, Jewish people, and 12 of those were African Americans. He murdered 46,127 people in the German concentration camps. He has raped a total of 1,018 children, mostly Palestinians, and he's murdered 436 children while raping them. Oh, sorry, that's not accurate. 431 children while raping them, 5 children by driving a stake through the heart. Thank you for correcting me. And he loves to rape children with Indiana Governor Mike Pence, and he's done it with 7 children. Victoria Nuland is also a Nazi war criminal. She, if you don't know, what's his name? Benjamin Netanyahu personally met with Adolf Hitler, 45 times. He worked directly, he was an officer in Hitler's army. And, no, I'm sorry, 112 times, that's right. He met with Hitler 45 times, and he basically moved into the concentration camps. He was there 112 times in the concentration camps, and that's when he murdered the 46,000 people. And it wasn't in the gas chambers. He went around murdering people, killing them individually, and most of those people were children. And you're wondering, well, why does he look so good now? He's relatively young. Well, what they do is the archons would take their soul as soon as they die, and they put it into another child, and voila, there you go. Victoria Nuland. She murdered a 10-year-old boy, also from Mexico. His name was Juan Marco. And she also has a personal history with Adolf Hitler and is a vile Nazi war criminal. But I'm sorry, I'm running out of time because this will take too long to upload. I'll probably just have to continue this later if I ever get a computer. Thank you. Thank you for not voting for any of these people. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you vote anyway because they're already selected. But the problem is, heaven says that none of these people, all these people have a 0% chance of being president of the Corporation of America. Thank you, people.
Whew. Oh, man. Yeah. Glad that's over. You know, I have a problem, though, with, and I think a lot of people that listen to RBN do, because we know more truth about Christian Germany and what went on there. So when these Jewish people and mix up with the Nazis, and the Nazi was made up by a Jew named Conrad Haydn, we know that too. So it gets a little, you know, you want to scratch your head there, because people just, they got to realize that the Holocaust was a hoax. It just is. And so it just, that part gets a little strenuous, but all this other stuff, yeah, they do it. Satanic ritual sacrifices, pedovores, I call them, because they eat them, and noodle women, and all the rest of them. But I wanted to jump over to something about Trump, too, and recently, and tell you, too, that TimothyCharlesHolmseth.com, you can find a lot of information there, and also on his BitChute channel, The High Command. And few weeks ago on my show, I started reading some of the affidavits that Jesse Sobodar had. And again, they blend in with the Nazi thing there. But, you know, I think it's just a term, and they just are so dipped in that. But the other stuff is true. I mean, you know, and some of the German people were like that, and some of them were Jewish. And, you know, even back in history before Lincoln, after 1848, when, you know, there was a war over there in Europe and stuff, civil war, but it was also when Bonaparte, the Napoleonic Wars, and they let the Jews out of the ghettos, and they didn't really want to be out of the ghettos except to, you know, plunder and then go back in the ghettos. But so this gave them freedom to run around everywhere. But recently Trump had his plane fly around Pence Springs and a place where Vanderbilts went, and Greenbrier in West Virginia, made a couple circles over that. And these are holding places for children, too. The Vanderbilts went on, though, to Asheville, North Carolina, and built the Biltmore. And they have sacrifices there daily, I've heard. But another thing about Trump, though, and this is the last clip I have, so I hope people will start calling in, and you guys know the numbers. So this might take us a little bit into the next hour. Might finish up this hour. It's 10 minutes and 14 seconds. That's clip six there, the last one. And it's Jan Harley Hayes. And she's speaking about Trump, basically. All righty.
The side of the pond, should we? Because Donald Trump has hit back at prosecutors just hours before his court appearance on charges of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
Yes, the former president said the indictment was unprecedented and showed the corruption of the Biden presidency.
Well, it's the third time in 4 months he's been charged, and as we understand it, probably not the last, as he campaigns to regain the presidency. Meanwhile, his son, his eldest, Donald Jr., spoke to Nigel Farage last night, and he questions the timing of the indictment.
You know, I don't believe any of this has anything to do with January 6th. If it did, and if January 6th was everything that they said, why, Nigel, did they wait 2.5 years to charge him? I mean, the people that were there that did those, they were charged that day.
Well, let's talk to Jan Halper Hayes, who's a U.S. political analyst, and he's here in the studio. Good to see you, as always.
Good to see you.
There's so many people putting this down as a political conspiracy theory, but actually there are real questions to be answered here.
There are?
Yeah, of course there are. Of course there are.
What he's being accused of, but what part do you think is to answer, that the 2020 election is going to be re-litigated because of this? They've made a huge, huge mistake with this one, because even though we thought what was going to happen was they were going to go after him for treason or sedition, but they did criminally charge him, but they didn't go to that extreme. As a result, he has due process, so he can subpoena people and bring things in. Now, let me say something about this 2020 election, is that Biden is the legitimate president, but he's the legitimate president of what is now the bankrupt U.S. corporation. And that was a treaty in 1871. Well, on September 12, 2018, Trump created an executive order. Within that, he outlined in future elections any kind of foreign or domestic interference, specifically for the 2020 election. So we say, how did he know some of these things were going to happen? Election integrity on both sides of the aisle is tough. It's really tough. But what this has done is it's opened the door for Trump to present his case.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Because, I mean, what we see on this side of the pond is a very difficult situation where the legal system is politicized in the United States, which is abhorrent to us over
right
here. So the fact that Trump can subpoena, some people saying it's a mistake by Jack Smith, but actually he can subpoena, people can actually see evidence from both
right
sides. That's a sensible
yes
move.
Exactly. And it's a great mistake by Jack Smith that he's done that. Absolutely great. See, the thing is, think about Edward Snowden and all the information he had. Think about the fact that our military, our Department of Defense Space Force, if you think that they don't have the actual real results from the election, then you're fooling yourself.
Yeah, but what we do know with this is we're told that there are plenty of notes from people, including Vice President Pence, that there are some recordings of Donald Trump acknowledging that actually what he said in public was nonsense. That some of these states, whether he claimed he was out saying it's, I mean, look, Detroit, it's corrupt, it's all corrupt, the results are corrupt. And that when in reality he knew it wasn't. That's illegal.
But you know what? That's what someone's claiming, but that's not the fact, and that's not what Donald Trump really has ever said. He's been very, very clear. I mean, the issues were, for example, in Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania stepped in and changed some of the election laws. Under our Constitution, it's only the state legislators that can do that. 2,000 Mules, the film that came out, what they did, they spent over $4 million tracking the phones. And the reason it's only 2,000 Mules is that based on the visits to the drop boxes in Georgia, they had to have gone over 10 times. And they've got all the film for that. So the thing is that the election integrity is so different and so problematic in every single state, every single state. But that doesn't mean that the machines didn't do something, that there were some other kind of finagling. But the long and short, go ahead.
Well, it doesn't, but that's where conspiracy comes in, is it? To say, well, it doesn't mean that something didn't happen. Well, there's no evidence that it happened. I mean, there's how many court cases did the Trump campaign try to bring? There's nothing's gone in his favor.
Okay, wait a minute. Everyone, the media goes, oh, there were 60 court cases that were rejected. No, there were three. He won two. He lost one. 57 were never heard because they had no standing. And standing means that the person bringing the case has to claim some kind of impact or injury. So it's really, you know, the media did that, and they're great at doing that, but it was a fallacy in there. And the thing is that, you know, I sit on a task force at the Department of Defense, and the thing is, they've got the goods. They've got the goods, and Trump knew that if he presented any of the goods early on, we'd have a civil war. That he really felt that the people needed to see how bad it could get.
And that's the sense that we're getting from Trump's lawyer about what his defense is going to be. So this is all going to be based on free speech, the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, that he had a right to say what he believed. And he believed that the election results were not as was put out. But the point is, if you live in a democracy and you believe in a democracy, then that means that even if you don't like the outcome of an election, you respect that because it's a democratic vote.
Well, a democratic vote, and so therefore he should be silent about it.
He has a right to speak, but the issue, of course, is if he then acts to subvert that election result.
Oh, so that because you think he's being criticized because in Georgia he said, can you find me 12,000 votes? Or, you know, the thing is, he didn't try to subvert anything. What he's really done is he set up the deep state to come out, and that's why we're seeing all these things. I mean, it was revealed with whistleblowers and Hunter Biden's ex-best friend that in 2015, the head of Burisma gave Joe and Hunter Biden $10 million bribe. In 2018, Joe is on TV publicly saying that he threatened that unless they got the prosecutor fired, that he wasn't going to let them have their $1 billion in support. In 2019, Trump calls Zelensky to find out about what went on to get the prosecutor fired, and he gets impeached.
Mm.
I mean, that's... We've lived with it for a long time.
We're almost out of time. I just want to pick you up on one thing. You said earlier on, you know, Donald Trump has been very clear on this. Is he a man that you believe? I mean, look, he's about as believable as a chocolate teapot, isn't he?
Look, I know that. Oh, thank God you got the negativity in at the end and not the beginning. I can always count on you for that. Always.
But it's a legitimate point to say that Donald Trump is a man who always speaks the truth. That can't be the case. I mean, it's hardly the case of any leader, to be fair, but, I mean, definitely not Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know if I said everything or always, because I do call him the embellisher-in-chief, because he's a marketer. But in terms of telling us things, optics, you better believe that he's very much a straight shooter in terms of actions that he's going to take or what he thinks needs to be done. You know, they made fun of him because they assumed he broke protocol and walked in front of the Queen. No, if you go back and look at it, you will see he looked at her. She gave a wave with her hand. He proceeded. She took a couple of steps, he stopped, and he waited for her to join. That was an optic to tell us that he then was going to bankrupt the U.S. corporation because it was the Vatican, the Crown, and the U.S.
Back on the other side, you're going to listen to Avicii. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my faith, lift my side.
When I hit that old dusty trail, I hit it hard like to the nail. I stand in.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.